You wish them.
Who told you that?
No one. I worked it out for myself, she said.
Father Rafe closed his eyes and told himself that he couldn't possibly be called a coward for leaving matters where they stood. He could pity her, but he couldn't help her any further. Enough was enough. Chapter 7 Mary Carson was going to be 72 years old, and she was planning the biggest party to be held on Drogheda in 50 years. Her birthday fell at the start of November, when it was hot but still bearable, at least for Gilly natives.
"Mark that, Mrs. Smith," Minnie whispered. "Do you mark that? November the 3rd herself was born."
"What you on about now, Min?" the housekeeper asked. Minnie's Celtic mysteriousness got on her own good, steady English nerves.
"Why, and to be sure, it means herself is a Scorpio woman, does it not? A Scorpio woman, now!"
"I haven't got the slightest idea what you're talking about, Min."
"The worst sign a woman can find herself born into, Mrs. Smith, darlin'. Ach, they're children of the divil, so they are,"
said Cat, round-eyed, blessing herself.
"Honestly, Minnie, you and Cat are the dizzy limit,"
said Mrs. Smith, not a whit impressed. But excitement was running high and would run higher. The old spider in her wing chair at the exact center of her web issued a never-ending stream of orders. This was to be done, that was to be done, such and such was to be taken out of storage or put into storage. The two Irish maids ran, polishing silver and washing the best Haviland china, turning the chapel back into a reception room, and readying its adjacent dining rooms. Hindered rather than helped by the little Cleary boys, Stuart and a team of rouseabouts mowed and scythed the lawn, weeded the flower beds, sprinkled damp sawdust on the verandas to clear dust from between the Spanish tiles, and dry chalk on the reception room floor to make it fit for dancing. Clarence O'Toole's band was coming all the way from Sydney, along with oysters and prawns, crabs and lobsters. Several women from Gilly were being hired as temporary helpers. The whole district, from Rudnahunish to Inishmurray to Bugella to Narangang, was in ferment. As the marble hallways echoed to unaccustomed sounds of objects being moved and people shouting,